Well, this Sunday has been appointed the Right to Life Sunday. Friday was the sad anniversary of Roe versus Wade, and so we continue to remember that date with certain sadness. The decisions that were made by our Supreme Court concerning abortion. It seems to me that the role of the Catholic Church in today's culture is the voice of Jesus speaking to the culture. Repent and believe in the gospel. And it's been a lot of years now, and we continue with strong voice to say repent and believe in the gospel. And my question would be, if not us, who would do that? And if not win, then what is the real win? It is for us to continue to witness to the right to life for all human beings from birth until death, actually from conception until natural death. It also speaks to our understanding of capital punishment, immigrant rights, all sorts of things that are part of the right to life movement. But then the question is asked, well, why are you Catholics so hung up on abortion? There are other issues. Yes, they are. We saw in the state of New York about COVID and how the governor made the decision to put COVID-positive people in nursing care facilities and killed off a great number of seniors who couldn't take care of themselves and couldn't leave the situation. Why are we hung up on abortion? Because all of these other rights and dignity of the human person make no sense if the child who has been conceived is not allowed to be born. None of these other movements, none of these other issues make any sense whatsoever if we first don't give a child in the womb, the right to life. So, suppose that at Mass one day, someone came up to receive communion, and when the priest offered the host and said, "The body of Christ," the communicant took the host into his or her own hands, broke off a piece that they would consume, and gave back the rest of the host, saying, "Well, Father, I accept this part of Jesus, but I don't want that part of Jesus." If we were standing right near them and heard the exchange, we would be horrified. We'd be scandalized. This would not make sense. and we would indeed be rightly shocked. When we accept Christ, we accept the whole Christ. To accept the whole Christ also means we accept all Christ's sisters and brothers. Now I'm up here preaching to a virtually empty room. But in my imagination, I see all these pews filled with people who only have two things in common. They're Catholic, and the masses I do, they speak English. But I see people from every continent around the world, except for, I'm still looking for two penguins to come down the aisle who would represent the continent of Antarctica. But on any given Sunday prior to COVID, and shall we say soon post-COVID, these pews are filled with people from all over the world. To accept the whole Christ means we accept all his sisters and brothers. If we accept Christ, we also accept all those who Christ accepts. This is true even when those he accepts do not seem so acceptable to us. Yeah, maybe they're different. Maybe they're annoying. Maybe they have offended us. Or, given the politics of the day, maybe they vote differently than we do. Or maybe they're just too small to count. Just too small to count. A whole group of people in our society today, the boys and girls who are in the womb, are often rejected because, well, you know, they're just too little to really count. When their mothers feel they cannot provide for the child in the womb, many are led to abortion without being given other, better choices. Somehow the culture teaches us that we can love and accept the mother, but as a culture, it's okay for us to reject the child. Why do we do this when Christ accepts them both? Christ loves them both. The father, the mother, and the child in the womb. Why can't we? Why can't we accept that? Why can't our society accept that? The society to whom we are called to be prophetic, repent and believe in the whole of the gospel, and not just your favorite piece of the gospel. To accept Christ means to accept the whole Christ, to accept and love all those that he loves. If we support abortion, we are rejecting those whom Christ loves. And in that respect, we are rejecting Christ himself. Many of us in our culture today who have very loud voices and big pulpits, much bigger than my ambo, who are political leaders, say they're Catholic, but they're pro-choice. for me, for our bishop, our cardinal, for most whole gospel Catholics. And I think I'm going to coin that term from now on, whole gospel Catholics, including our Holy Father, that is not a choice. You cannot claim to be Catholic and not be right to life. It is part of the teaching of our Catholic Church. To accept Christ means to accept the whole Christ, to accept and love all those he loves. If we support abortion, we are rejecting those whom Christ loves, and in that respect, we are rejecting Christ himself. As I said in the beginning, it is like breaking off a part of the sacred host and giving the part we don't like back to the priest. Love and acceptance are not always as easy and pleasant and convenient as they sound. If we truly love our neighbor, we will begin doing more in the culture to eliminate abortion. And remember, we never eliminate problems by eliminating people. I want you to hear that again. We never eliminate problems by eliminating people. Many years ago, I was taught there are problems and there are issues. Problems are to be solved. As the engineering student who's taking Calculus 3 is taught, you have a problem. This is how you solve it. People bring to us issues. And issues are not problems to be solved. Issues are to be resolved. And they don't always stay resolved. And sometime we have to go back and revisit that issue in another place and another time to resolve it again. The engineering student says, I resolved it once. I did the math. It was a problem. I solved it. Human beings are not problems. They are issues. They bring us issues, issues that must be resolved. We never eliminate problems by eliminating people. We never serve women by eliminating their children. We never improve society by rejecting society's future members. Oh, how I have heard politicians say, well, it's for the children, because you know they are our future. But then they vote pro-abortion and destroy our future. We never build up the body of Christ by killing Christ's future disciples. Yes, there is an alternative to abortion. It's not simple. It's not easy. It doesn't happen one afternoon or overnight. It's called love. You know that other four-letter word, love, that accepts and nurtures not just some people, but all people. I pray that you will become, if you are not already, whole gospel Catholics, and not try to give half of the host back to the priest. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.